these countries themselves are growing very, very rapidly, and they need to invest in other countries for various reasons. In the countries themselves, there's a sharp increase in production costs in some of the industries, so they need to find areas or countries where production costs are lower. In some cases, they also need to have access to raw materials.
Is it predominantly natural resources that are attracting this foreign investment?
In a large number of countries, that's indeed the case, but it's also fairly diversified in other countries. For instance, in countries where there is a big domestic market, such as Ethiopia, for instance, there's a lot less FDI going into the mineral sector. In other countries like Ghana, there's also been investment in the manufacturing as well as the agro industry.
What are the countries that are being invested in doing to attract these investments?
Typically, they need to have a good investment climate or business enabling climate. And secondly, they also should have economies which are growing and growing fairly rapidly, which offers opportunities for development of industries in those countries. And finally, of course, the availability of mineral resources in these countries does attract FDI.
So how has this foreign direct investment from Brazil, Russia, India, and China impacted the economies of the countries that are receiving the investments?
There's no doubt that availability of FDI is linked to higher growth. This happens because additional FDI supplements low savings rates in these countries, and it also helps in technology transfer, skill acquisition, and so on. When a company invests in another country, it can help provide employment opportunities which were not there prior to the entry of the new company.
I was wondering, even just being on the ground, how things might look different after these sort of investments we've been talking about.
One of the areas in which countries have been investing a lot in is in infrastructure. To take the example of Angola, the country has been trying to invest in the Benguela railway line, which links up with Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. This would enable greater regional integration by facilitating the movement of trade between these countries.
Are there any downsides to this foreign direct investment, exploitation, for example?
There are potential downsides, of course. One of the things that may happen is that the entry of a new foreign company can lead to serious competition to the local industries, which in turn may reduce an employment activity. But over the long run, the overwhelming evidence shows that FDI is generally good for countries.
Do we have any idea what foreign direct investment is going to look like in the years to come? Will it continue to grow?
There are good prospects that FDI is going to continue growing, in part because the BRIC countries themselves are growing quite rapidly, and they will need additional resources, for example, in the mineral sector. Their own economies are also witnessing increasing costs, for example, labor costs, which means that for further development, they need to find additional outlets to outsource their own production in other low-income countries. So overall, there are good prospects for development of FDI in these countries. But obviously, the results will depend on the individual countries. A key factor will be the development of infrastructure in the receiving countries.
So improving infrastructure would be a good impetus to encouraging more foreign direct investment in low-income countries. Are they working on this now?
That's an important constraint indeed in a lot of low-income countries, and it's something that the IMF has been insisting on so that countries can invest a lot more in infrastructure, not only in infrastructure per se, but also other aspects of development, for instance, the educational systems as well as the health systems, because only healthy and well-educated people can use the FDI that would come from these BRIC countries. There are definitely good prospects, and good prospects in low-income countries, which have known fairly robust growth over the past 15 years, is a good indication that there will continue to be significant inflows of FDI.